I don't intend to keep you very much longer. Just a little address that we want to bring, especially for the boys and girls and all the adults listening in. And we pray the Lord might speak to our hearts through these things. Just, I'm going to read one verse to you from the Psalms just before we begin. It's Psalm 32, verse 1, and this is what it says. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. You think of that verse. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. I have something with me tonight that all of you, I'm sure, are familiar with. It's something that you see quite a bit of at this Christmas time. Because a lot of them will have come to your house over the last few weeks. Does anybody at the front think that they might know what it is? I've just got one of them here, but there will have been lots of these that will have come to your house over the last few weeks. You might even get a few stragglers come whenever Christmas is over. Cards. Good man, Jack. So I've just brought a card. I've brought quite a large one just to help you be able to see it, particularly the folk that are sitting fairly far away. And there's a few things about this card that I want to tell you just very quickly. And I hope that it'll help explain the message of the gospel. And I hope as well that when you look at all the cards, when you go home tonight and you see them tomorrow, that you'll look at them in a different way. And that you'll remember some of these things, not just this year, but every year, that you might remember these things that might remind you of the Lord Jesus. What is this actually that the cards, I hope, is inside? So what is this that I have the card in? What is it? An envelope. That's right. Now, generally on a Christmas card, there's a message. Isn't that right? And the person that sent the card would want you to get the message. They'd want you to read the message. But the only way that you would be able to read that message and to see it is if you open the envelope, isn't that right? And take the card out. And when you open the envelope, you see the card. And you see the nice message. Sometimes there's a message in the front. And then there's a message on the inside as well. So in order to see the message of the card, you have to open the envelope. Isn't that right? And you, boys and girls, God has sent us a message. It's called the gospel. That word gospel means good news. When we listen to the television, the radio and the news every day, it's not always good news. In fact, the most of it's bad news. But the gospel is good news. Remember, that's what the word gospel means. In fact, it's the best news. That's why the angels came and why they sang in the heavens at the birth of the Lord Jesus, because this was the greatest news that this world of ours would ever receive. So God has sent us a message, and that message, boys and girls, is in the Bible. We want you always to treasure the Bible. The Bible is the most precious treasure that you will have. It's the most precious book. This is God's word, and we want to be very careful with it and listen very carefully to what God says in his word. So this book contains God's message. But you know, there's only one way that you would know what God's message is. Remember, I told you I had to open the envelope in order to get the message that was inside. Well, the only way that you'll get God's message is to open up his word. You think of it, God has blessed you with his Bible. Think of all the blessings that you have in this life and in this world. Here's one of the greatest blessings. Imagine, and say this to adults as well, standing before the Lord on the day of judgment and having to admit to the Lord, you never opened the Bible. You never opened up the message of the gospel that he had given to you. Or very seldom you did that, to read it and to familiarise yourself with it. You know, the prophet Hosea said, and it's the Lord speaking through him, I have written unto them. And I want you to think of that. You think of the people that send you cards, some very special people. But remember, in this book, it is God that has written, God that has spoken. I have written unto you, the Lord is saying. So I want to encourage you, you always open up the Bible And parents always take time to open up the Word of God with your children, day by day if you can. Read the Word of God to them and spend a little time in prayer. Mr. Spurgeon used to say, some people neglect their Bible so much, the dust gathers on it, and you could write damnation on the dust on the Bible. I wonder, is your Bible like that? It's great to have a Bible in the home. It's one thing to have the Bible and have the message. But remember, if you're going to get the message, you have to open up the Bible. And that's why it's good to come to Sunday school. Because the teachers are opening up the Word of God, and they're telling you the message of the Gospel. Mr. Paisley used to have a very good saying, we believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and we believe in the covers too, because it keeps the pages clean. But we need to open up those covers, and you read the message that's found within it. There's something else you know about a card. Generally, you only send a card to your family and friends. This one says, with love, Mum, at Christmas and always. You don't send cards to everybody. You think of everybody in the church. You don't send cards to everybody in the church. That would be very expensive, wouldn't it? Very time consuming. You don't send cards to everybody in your street. You don't send cards to everybody in Armagh. You don't send cards to everybody in Northern Ireland. You don't send a Christmas greeting or Christmas message to everybody. You only send it to special people, your family and your close friends, maybe some of your neighbours. But you know, boys and girls, God's different in that way, the message of the Gospel. He has sent that message to all of us. He has sent that message to every person. You know, the Bible says that in heaven, there's going to be people of every language, of every tribe, of every kindred, and every tongue. Doesn't matter what corner of the earth you come from, what continent, what country, what tribe it is, there's going to be people from all across the earth in heaven. So God has sent this message of the Gospel to everyone. And I want you to be encouraged by that tonight. You're included. God has sent you this very special message of the Gospel that's found in His Word. Do you remember what it says at the birth of the Lord Jesus? The angel said that it bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. It wasn't just for the Jews. It wasn't just for a certain country or a certain group of people from a certain background. The Gospel was for everyone. Remember that verse, you know, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. That's how wide the invitation is. I want to say that to everybody tonight. God has sent this message, this invitation to you. You're included in the whosoever. So that means whoever you are tonight in this meeting, whatever your background, whatever country you come from, whatever life you've lived, whatever sins you have committed, this message of the Gospel is for you. Remember, the Bible says as well in the words of the New Testament, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And what an encouragement that is to you. If God's speaking to your heart, if you're troubled about your soul, it says, him that cometh. Don't you let the devil put you off or discourage you by whispering in your ear that the Lord Jesus would never receive you, never save you, never forgive your sins. Because that's the devil's lie. Him that cometh, whoever comes, he will receive. And he'll give to you the forgiveness of sins. How often do you send a Christmas card, Nathan? How often do you send one? Do you send it every day? Once a year. That's right. You only send a Christmas card once a year. So the message, the nice message that's on a Christmas card, you just get it annually. One time every year as the year draws to an end. We're especially sending it for the 25th of December. But just to be sure that it gets there for the 25th of December, we generally send it a few days early. Well, you hope it has got there in time. There might be one or two arrive after. So this Christmas message that's found in the Christmas card, it just goes out once every year. But you know, boys and girls, the message of the Gospel, the good news, that the Lord Jesus died for our sins, and he wants to forgive you tonight and wash away all your sins. That message doesn't go out once a year. In fact, that message goes out constantly. Do you know in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, it tells us about the early church. It says they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And what that verse means is that constantly, every day, and almost at every part of every day, they were going forth with the message of the gospel to spread the good news of the love of the Lord Jesus. And I want you to think of that tonight. That's how God has blessed you. We sing that familiar Psalm 23, goodness and mercy have followed us all the days of our life. And I want you to think of how good God has been to you. Never been a day of your life that you've not known the Word of God. Never been a day, as you look back to your childhood, to your earliest days, you've been brought up in the gospel, brought up in the house of God. You've known the plan of salvation from ever you can remember. And almost every day of your life, in your home, in church, in some ways, God has constantly and continually spoken to you of your need to be saved. So I want you to think of how patient, how good, how long-suffering, how merciful God has been to you. And I want to encourage you, when you think of that, to come to Christ. I want you to come to Christ today. I want you to receive the Lord Jesus into your heart. You think of how you could look back and remember this Christmas Eve as the night that you came to know the Lord Jesus as your Saviour. Because remember this, boys and girls and adults too, the Bible does warn us that my spirit shall not always strive with man. God has been speaking to you virtually every day that you've lived. But remember, God can stop speaking. And if that was to happen, if God was to withdraw his spirit, that would mean you could never be saved. If you lived another 50 years, another 80 years, if God withdrew his spirit and stopped striving with you, there would never be any hope of you experiencing God's so great salvation. So remember what the Bible says. And now is the accepted time, and behold, now is the day of salvation. Sometimes, when you deliver a Christmas card, to save the postage, because postage has got so expensive, I was doing a wee bit of clearing out. That's a different thing, isn't it? A wee bit of clearing out. Over the last couple of weeks, just as I've been resting, just to pass the time. And I found some letters that were sent years and years ago. And the difference in the postage stamps from then and now, the price of them, was amazing. So you think of trying to save the postage. And sometimes you would deliver the card just by hand. Maybe give it out at church. Or you'd go up the street and post it through your neighbour's door, through their letterbox. But generally when you get a card, it comes via the postman, Royal Mail. And at this time of the year, when you go to see what has come through the letterbox, there might be a few more envelopes than normal. So generally, you get this message and it's delivered by the postman. There's a man it's his job to take out all these cards and to deliver them all around the country. And I want you to remember, boys and girls, that there's a wee lesson for us there as well. You see this great message that God has given to us, the message of the gospel? Well, that's exactly what he wants us to do with it. Just, we're to be like the postman. We're to carry that message all around the community. We're to carry the message of the gospel wherever we go. Whenever you're saved and the Lord changes your life, he wants you to tell others of what he has done for you. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. So remember, boys and girls, if you get saved, that's a very important thing to do. It's a hard thing to do, especially you go to school and you're afraid that all your friends will laugh at you and they'll joke and they'll mock and they'll smile and snigger. But remember, it's a very important thing to do, to be a witness, to open your mouth and to tell others that you've got saved. When I got saved, I was just 13. I got saved on a Sunday night, and the next day at school I told my friends. It was a very difficult thing, so I can identify with that, but I want to encourage you. to tell your friends, tell your family that you have come to know the Saviour. And as you do that, that's carrying the message of the gospel. That's bringing the good tidings of the gospel to others. And there's lots of words in the Bible. The Bible talks about a preacher, and the Bible talks about a witness, and the Bible talks about an ambassador. We're ambassadors for Christ. And all of those words, they're teaching us the same lesson, that we're just to be like the postman. We're to take this message everywhere. And you get involved in the Lord's work as you grow older. You start to serve the Lord, and we encourage all the adults to do that as well. Don't neglect your gifts. Don't be careless with the time that God has given to you. Here's the great work God has given to us all to do, to carry the message. And some, like our sister Joy, sitting down at the back seat, the Lord has called her to carry the message of the gospel to foreign lands. Sometimes you post a card, not just to Northern Ireland. You might post a card to family or friends in some foreign country overseas. Well, God calls some people to be missionaries, and they're to take this message to the ends of the earth. And maybe, boys and girls, some of you, the Lord might call you to be a missionary as you get older. When I was your age, the last thing in my head was ever being a minister. When I was growing up and going to school, all the fellas that I went to school with, I would have been the last person in the class that they ever thought would be a minister. So you just don't know what the Lord might do with your life. But what you have to do is pray and ask the Lord, just as Paul did when he got saved, what wilt thou have me to do? So as you get older and your days in school are coming near an end, you pray for the Lord's guidance in your life. There's one other thing just about this Christmas card I'll mention. Generally, what a Christmas card has on it are the words Happy Christmas or Merry Christmas. And I want you to remember that, boys and girls. I want to wish you all a very happy Christmas. Pray you'll have a happy time at home. Be happy with your families. Have a time of fun and a time of laughter. A little time of humour. Sometimes you see people sending in messages GSOH, good sense of humour. And we all need to pray for that. It's nice to have a laugh. The Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Sometimes the word merry is associated with taking too much drink. But there's places in the Bible where the word merry is just a synonym of laughter and happiness. So in that sense, we want to wish you all a very merry and a very happy Christmas. But remember this, boys and girls, and remember this the longest day you live. You can never be truly happy in this world, and you can never be truly happy in this life apart from Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what you do, and it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter how hard you try. It doesn't matter what things you will engage in, and what things you will experience. You always remember what your Sunday school teachers have taught you, the message of the gospel, and you can never be truly happy in this world or in this life unless you know Jesus Christ as your Saviour. The psalmist said, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. And you know the reason why it's only the Lord Jesus that gives you real happiness? It's because his happiness is lasting. You see, the happiness that the world talks about, it only lasts for a little time. The pleasures of sin, the Bible says, are only for a season. But he will make you truly happy, because it will be happiness from the inside out, because he'll give you a new heart and he'll change your life. And it's happiness that will last not just for time. It'll be happiness that will last for all eternity. You see that verse that I read to you just a little earlier from the Psalms? It said, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. That's talking about experiencing God's salvation. Whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Can I ask all of you tonight in the meeting, is that true of you at this Christmas time? You experience God's so great salvation, the gift of God, eternal life. Can you say tonight, your transgression is forgiven, that your sin is covered in the precious blood of the Lamb. If you can't say that, if that's not your testimony, then you can't say that you're really and truly happy. Maybe you've sought for that happiness in so many things, and they've all failed you, they've all disappointed you. Well, what we want to do tonight is to point you to the source of real happiness. It's only to be found in Jesus Christ. You see that verse I quoted, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Well, the word happy there is exactly the same word in the original as blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven. So you remember that on many occasions when you read the word blessed or blessed in the Bible, it's the word happy. When you read down Matthew chapter 5, all of what we call the Beatitudes, blessed are they that mourn. The word is actually happy. It's not a strange thing. You know, there's a sense, boys and girls, in which as we look back, this past year for many people hasn't been happy. There's people that have had sickness. There's people that have had death. And as Christmas approaches, they feel that deeply. The vacant place, it's not going to be the happiest Christmas for them. And we want to remember those people especially in our prayers. And we want to try to encourage those folk. But remember that if you know the Lord, whatever your circumstances, you can have that blessing, that happiness, to know that you're right with God and that your happiness will last, not just for time, but for eternity. In a few days' time, we will be saying not Happy Christmas, we'll be saying Happy New Year to one another. We'll look out to a new year and we don't know what it will bring. Maybe for us it will bring sorrow for some of the folk here tonight. But we commit ourselves into the Lord's hand. But you remember this. The most important thing is not a happy new year. The most important thing is a happy eternity. And that can only be true, boys and girls, if you go to heaven, if you know Christ as your Saviour. Remember, there's a little chorus that we sing. There is a happy land, far, far away. It's referring us, or speaking about heaven. And that's where we want you to go. So we want you to come tonight. If you've never done it before, we want you to come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. So try and remember some of these things about the Christmas card, and especially the message that's found upon the Christmas card. And I thank you all for listening so well, sitting so quietly and so still. And we pray the Lord will bless his word to all our hearts tonight. Number 84, please.